This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Finally, decision in D.C. That's the headline.
I want to announce that the leaders of both parties in both chambers have reached an agreement that will reduce the deficit and avoid default.
We can assure the American people tonight that the United States of America will not, for the first time in our history, default on its obligations.
But here's the fine print.
There are still some very important votes to be taken by members of Congress.
Nothing left to say on the debt ceiling drama. It's time to show them. The votes, that is.
After sleeping on it for a few hours anyway, lawmakers have to stand up and be counted.
So what members of Congress want to step in front of this onrushing train? We'll find out on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Maybe the last act, last scene of this debt ceiling cliffhanger. Good morning. It's Monday, August 1st, the first day of Ramadan.
And it appears it's almost a done deal.
There are still some very important votes to be taken by members of Congress, but I want to announce that the leaders of both parties in both chambers have reached an agreement that will reduce the deficit and avoid default.
President Obama last night announcing a deal to raise the debt ceiling that comes in two parts.
The first part of this agreement will cut about $1 trillion in spending over the next 10 years, cuts that both parties had agreed to early on in this process. The result would be the lowest level of annual domestic spending since Dwight Eisenhower was president.
The second part gets a little tricky. It calls for a special committee of six Democrats and six Republicans to come up with another $1.5 trillion in cuts by Thanksgiving and then an up or down vote by Christmas. If the committee fails to agree, across-the-board spending cuts that are unpopular with each party will automatically go into effect.
The president described this deal as a compromise.
It will allow us to avoid default and end the crisis that Washington imposed on the rest of America. It ensures also that we will not face this same kind of crisis again in 6 months or 8 months or 12 months.
But there's still a little crisis left. Congress has to sign off on the deal.
I want to urge members of both parties to do the right thing and support this deal with your votes over the next few days.
What do Republicans say? Here's Senate Majority Leader, or Democrats say, here's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
I know this agreement won't make every Republican happy. It certainly won't make every Democrat happy either. But both parties gave more ground than they wanted to, and neither side got as much as it had hoped.
The easygoing will be in the Senate. The Senate is expected to vote first sometime, possibly this afternoon.
The tougher battle will come in the House, where conservative Republicans are reportedly unhappy with parts of the plan. House Speaker John Boehner will try to get them on board, but since he's likely to have some Democratic support, he won't need every Republican vote today. And as always, we want to hear from you. What do you think of this deal?
This is Dana from South Wellfleet, and it sounds like, once again, that the ruling elites in this country are going to benefit at the expense of the working, the poor, the unemployed, and the seniors.
Tell us what you think. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss the government crackdown ongoing in Syria. Earlier, we spoke with this eyewitness to the brutality in Hama. He told us Syrian troops are shelling the city for a second straight day.
Very heavy bombing and artillery shooting from all directions on Hamas, and so many killed this morning and injured while they were sleeping at home.
That's activist Omar al-Habal in Hama. More than 100 people have been killed in that city as security forces look to reassert control. At HSBC, Europe's biggest bank, it's expected to announce cutting 30,000 jobs over the next 2 years. Asia and European markets are up, though, out of the news out of Washington. Dow futures up nearly 200 points at this hour. Gold is down. The Dow gets underway at 12,143. The S&P, with a similar rise in the futures on the S&P, opens at 1,292. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,362. Coming up, we're going to take a look around the country to hear what the debt crisis is producing in districts where you can hear the program, The Takeaway. What are the local concerns? What are the economic impacts and the political impacts? That's in a few minutes, but we want to hear from you. What's your own fears if a deal isn't reached by tomorrow's deadline? 877-8-MY-TAKE, or just head to thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.